This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
7:33, you are still tuned into the Monday edition of Power Business right here on Power 98.7. That conversation that I've been punting for quite some time now, the issue of participation of women in the energy sector, getting a booster through the DLO Resources landmark acquisition of Conco Energy Solutions. On the line, we are joined by founder and CEO of DLO Resources Group, that is Linda Mabena Olagunju. Thank you so much for your time, Linda.
Thank you for having me.
What a great development here. Talk us through how this came about.
Well, we have been looking at a way to get more of a foothold in the energy sector in South Africa and in Africa generally. So DLO is originally a renewable energy developer, and we have wanted to get involved in the EPC and O&M space for a while now. So what we had done for a number of years is just researching the potential opportunity and partners, and we found it quite a difficult market to penetrate. We had been in discussions on and off, with various players in the sector. And Conco happened to, be the right fit for us. And as you know, the group had been going through some financial issues at the time. And we saw the opportunity to see how we could take the company forward and save the jobs whilst ticking off the box of trying to, become a notable EPC and O&M player with a reputable partner. So essentially, that's how the deal came about.
What a wonderful way to tick the boxes, because here this box is talking 100% black owned. Let's talk about the magnitude of that with a 51% female majority shareholding.
Yes, I mean, it's a first, I think. I mean, I stand to be corrected, but for as far as I know, it's a first in South Africa to have this level of, an EPC and O&M contractor being one majority black female owned, 200% black owned. Mm. So what our core strength is automation and protection. So no doubt there are black owned engineering firms that perhaps do parts of the electrical packages. But what we're talking about in terms of the scope and the tier of what DLO Energy Solutions does, we would be the first in this category to compete with what I would call the tier one EPC and O&M contractors in the country.
Yeah.
So the first that's 100% black owned. And it's important to emphasize we also have a local manufacturer component, which adds to the value chain and builds other small enterprises.
That's wonderful. And I'm even more interested in the value of this particular deal when it comes to, number one, representation, and two, progress in terms of transformation.
In terms of representation, I mean, it's not a box-ticking exercise in that sense that, it's just black shareholding. We are operationally involved. So I have over 15 years of experience in the energy sector, both as a developer, a legal advisor, and an investor. So we have an operational involvement in the business. We also have women in management in the business. And we pride ourselves with that. My partner, Johnny Zaza, is the former Eskom CEO, group CEO, as well as the former Conco group CEO. So active involvement, hands-on day-to-day involvement in the organization and the business. So I think that is the significance of this. It's not the typical transaction where people who don't have sector experience or knowledge come in and acquire an asset. We have been working in this space combined for over 45 years, it's an area where we are looking to grow, not only in South Africa, regionally, and we see ourselves definitely playing a significant role on the rest of the continent.
A powerful move, and let's talk about really what this means in terms of the deal bringing to the table when it comes to the broader dynamics of doing business in this sector, not only in South Africa, but regionally.
Yes, I mean, the obvious thing for me is that when you talk about energy, it's very important to see what components are being locally manufactured. what components of this, what skills are actually local, you know? We really spend a lot of money as a country and as people on energy. And I think it's so important that the people that start to benefit from that expenditure are South Africans, as well as the Africans in this continent, you know. Gone are the days where we are looking to only have, you know, foreign products from the West coming in. And foreign skill sets, then, you know, executing those projects. It's important that we start building up strong engineering capacities and competencies in this country, and also to show young Black women the opportunities that do exist within the engineering field and space. You know, I always say you cannot become what you don't see. And, you know, we haven't had the real sort of representation here in the sector by Black women. So it's a very, very important role.
That absolutely excites me, because we must also then have this conversation, even if it's, you know, worth being had, about gender becoming a non-factor, particularly in this industry. Yes, there's progress in terms of representation. We must keep pushing the boundaries, but we do need to get to some sort of equilibrium where we see skill for what it is. And that exactly speaks to how representation is played out.
Yes, most definitely. But I think to get to that equilibrium, we have to sort of even the playing field, you know. Just generally, in terms of ownership in the energy sector, it's still, you know, minority Black owned, minority Black operated. And this isn't just a South African dilemma, you know. It's something we see across the continent, where foreign participation, you know, is coming in different countries, and then the local skill set isn't there, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So it's not that one wants to trump gender for gender's sake. It's because there seriously is an underrepresentation. And you need to also juxtapose that to the population, where we do have quite a large population of women, you know, just generally on this continent. And in terms of seeing that representation, it's very, very important, as well as obviously not just representation without skill.
Yeah.
It has to be skilled, you know. And how do we do that? How do we build that? By creating the opportunities for us to participate.
Absolutely. Another important element is the provision for energy solutions. Where to from here with this deal? Because in a country such as South Africa, as well as throughout the African continent, these conversations are happening at a rapid pace. There's even bigger room for participation.
Well, our goal is to really grow, not only just in South Africa, like I say, on the continent, and to create jobs, to be quite honest, and to start to create a larger manufacturing base. Currently, we have one of the largest manufacturing bases for our sector, which is automation and protection in Southern Africa. You know, we want to obviously hold on to that and expand. Also, for me, it's about creating a meaningful add-on to the value chain for smaller businesses to gain opportunities. For me, I think the success would be to create mini DLOESs, you know, suppliers to help those women who can supply components that are key to our business and create a meaningful value chain. That's how I think you begin to address key structural changes in an economy, right? It's not only about one company, it's about how that company feeds into the system as a whole and assists other small companies to grow, which in turn assists other, you know, in terms of increasing in employment. So it's not only DLOES that holds the solutions for everything. I think it's important to see ourselves as part of a bigger ecosystem in this energy sector.
What's to be said then about the conduciveness of the climate in this sector to operate in South Africa as well as the African continent?
It's tough times, no doubt. Clients are cutting back on, you know, on the costs. Tariffs are down and weaker. But at the same time, I still see an opportunity, especially with the recent announcement by the president in terms of our own ability to generate, as in private companies' ability to generate up to 100 megawatts without requiring an ERSA generation license. It's very, very important what the significance of that opens up the market to private sector players. and it makes it more competitive. So we see an opportunity for growth, especially in the private sector space, and we're seeing a lot of activity there. But I must say, you know, being a black-owned entity now and playing and competing against the big guns, it's not an easy feat for sure, but yeah, certainly one we are up for the challenge for. We've got a very competent team. We managed to keep the core team that led to Concor Energy Solutions' previous successes. We hope to add to that team a lot more skill set and a lot more diversity as well. So I think that we are well positioned in the market, seeing that we have the first mover advantage and our reputation as well, and that track record speaks well. And also just the partnerships we've been able to formulate, you know, leading up to this transaction. We've managed to secure some key clients, which will be vital to our success going forward.
Wonderful. And we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for giving us your time for this conversation.
Thanks for having me.
Linda Mabena Olagunju, founder and CEO of DLO Resources Group.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.